guys in the locker room. I just said, put your arms around each other. I said, take a look at every guy in here. Look at each other. I said, promise me you will remain humble and thankful for this. Don't let this change you. It doesn't have to. Stay humble and stay thankful. It's a great story. That's probably the best way I can end this. It's a great story.
Hello and welcome into the Who's On Podcast, part of the Sabre Podcast Network, a special edition of the Who's On Podcast coming at you today with ahead of Tony Bennett Day at John Paul Jones Arena on Saturday, with Virginia takes on Georgia Tech at 5:30. We have a special guest in Kyle Guy, one of the current assistant coaches, but also obviously a former great UVA player under Tony Bennett, coming on the podcast later to talk about Tony Bennett, his time on staff, and a whole lot more. So stay tuned for that. But just, of course, you can kind of get the tone from the beginning. Tony Bennett Day in Charlottesville. It's fresh. Obviously, Tony just stepping down, retiring in the fall and back in October. And, you know, here we are just in February, getting ready to see some tributes thrown his way. Just kind of a rundown of what to expect for Tony Bennett Day. Obviously, they've said, you know, there's going to be tributes throughout the game. And then the big special ceremony at halftime, where they will raise a banner up into the rafters. Bennett, from what sources have told me, is expected to address the crowd tomorrow. So be really interesting to hear what Tony Bennett has to say. He has not said much since his big press conference, and he has kind of gotten to live his private life. Obviously, he's been to some games to see his son, Eli Bennett, who is part of the Green Machine and one of the managers for the UVA basketball team, a practice player, and is suited up for a game even this season. So it's, you know, it's going to be an interesting environment. It's also UVA Men's Basketball Alumni Day, so perfect timing there. Former players, staff expected to be in attendance. You'll hear from Kyle Guy later in my conversation, some of the guys that they are expecting to be back for the day, and I'm sure there's a lot more even on the list that he gave us. So a really special day planned for Tony Bennett. And then, of course, I think a lot of people have talked about, well, you got to do this for Tony, you got to do that for Tony, because of how much he meant to the program. Well, it's just the first planned celebration for Tony Bennett, with a lot more plans in the future. That's according to UVA. So who knows what happens down the road. But the first of many planned celebrations for Tony Bennett. Just a couple thoughts as we get into Tony Bennett Day, because I know there's been a lot this year after Tony's surprise exit, and then just kind of looking at where the college basketball landscape is now. You see, you know, Jim Larrañaga, the head coach of Miami, stepping down midseason. Leonard Hamilton now expected to resign after the season. And obviously, it's everyone's favorite thing to do when one of these things happens, is just the number of coaches that the ACC has lost over the last how many ever years, from, you know, Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, Rick Pitino, Mike Bray. Just the list is just, it goes on and on and on. And there's so many great coaches that were here in the ACC when Tony Bennett started that have moved on. And it's interesting just to kind of look back. Obviously, Tony, the winningest coach in UVA basketball history, and everything he's done at the program. Obviously, the 2019 national championship, yeah, that probably stands out the most. But also, what really struck me today, reading an article, and you should check it out, Andrew Ransbacher from UVA Today wrote a really great article about Tony Bennett's acts of kindness. And there's stories in there from Brian O'Connor about the time he called him over to go meet Muhammad Ali, who was visiting in the area. There's stories from just regular fans who got a special personalized message from Tony Bennett, or, you know, had, you know, Tony Bennett bring them into the locker room to talk about, you know, medical issues going on, to pray over them. It's just these are the things that you don't really hear talked about as much. So I'm glad Andrew wrote that article. It's a great article. Go check it out at UVA Today. But it's meaningful, and it just kind of shows the other side. It's the side that has nothing to do with basketball. It's all about being a good person. And I think when we kind of put his exit into, you know, the full picture, if you take the bird's eye view of it, yeah, it hurt. It stung at the moment. I talked to, you know, current player Elijah Gertrude, who's out for the season right now, dealing with a meniscus injury. And Gertrude was saying, there's going to be a lot of happiness and maybe even some players that are hurt still. And that's kind of to be expected just with how raw it is still, just a couple months later, like I mentioned before. But at the end of the day, I think there's still so much appreciation in that locker room, especially for Tony Bennett, who he was, as the guy that recruited them or the guy that coached them. And obviously, Kyle's one of the best people to talk about that, as he's going to talk about it in just a little bit, and still the relationship that they have ongoing to this day. Even an interesting bet that they have going into Tony Bennett Day. So really interesting stuff there. Real quick about the basketball game, because yeah, there is a basketball game, and this one got a whole lot more interesting. Georgia Tech is only a game ahead of Virginia in the ACC standings right now. So you wouldn't think this would be that big of a matchup, but back-to-back wins for the Yellow Jackets and Damon Stoudamire over Louisville and Clemson, two of the top teams in the conference right now. So some really impressive wins for Georgia Tech. It was a triple overtime game against Clemson to get that win. And then also a really impressive win against Louisville. Virginia coming off one of their own impressive performances, probably their best performance of the season, a 73-57 blowout win over Pitt. So both these teams coming off some of their best games of the season. So you're hoping that kind of translates over and we get a really good basketball game at John Paul Jones Arena on a day where Virginia will honor Tony Bennett. So really intriguing game going into that. Some of the players for Georgia Tech to watch out for: Nathan George. He was a guy that actually played really well last year against Virginia, but he's kind of their setup guy, one of the top assist guys in the conference. And then Lance Terry is another one that really good guard for them, really good scorer. So they got some players on this team, and it'll be interesting to see kind of where Virginia is. Elijah Saunders missed three games in a row, wearing a boot. But they did get Andrew Roddy back last game, who had a great game. Day-Day Ames coming off his 27 points against the Panthers. How will he follow that up? But really interesting game on the slate for Saturday. But for right now, let's get into the conversation with Kyle Guy joining the Who's On podcast coming up next. Welcome back into the Who's On podcast, part of the Sabre Podcast Network. Now I have got the 2019 NCAA Final Four Most Outstanding Player, Athlete Development Mentor, and Special Assistant for UVA, and overall just a great guy to have on. Kyle Guy, thanks you for coming on to the Who's On podcast.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to get you on here to talk about Tony Bennett ahead of Tony Bennett Day with UVA playing Georgia Tech on Saturday. But before we get into that, Ty Jerome and DeAndre Hunter linking back up again. What was your reaction to seeing that? And have you talked to those guys?
Yeah, I have. I saw Ty in Miami actually when we played at Miami. He was playing at the Heat also, so I saw him and we chatted up for a while. And they had mentioned that there was rumors at that point, nothing like concrete or anything. He wasn't as optimistic as maybe people think. But when it happened, we talked, and I know they're excited. They were inseparable when they were here. So they might burn Cleveland down, but it'll be good.
Does it make you want to put a jersey back on and get out there with those
Nah, not really. I mean, if
guys?
Cleveland called me and said, "Hey, let's put the big three back together," I'd do it, but I'm not pressed for it.
All right, well, let's get into the thick of things. Tony Bennett Day at JPJ this Saturday for the Virginia Georgia Tech game. I remember talking to you the day that Tony Bennett had his press conference, and you said it was your sole job to make sure he gets his flowers and that everyone is happy for him. How does that day and kind of that decision sit with you, now months later?
Yeah, I think so. I'm still very much I'm well versed in Twitter sphere. So I see everything that people say. A lot of things are disappointing, but I mean, I had just made a decision like the one he made, which was, one that not everybody understands, and that's how I know it was the right decision, because he did it on his terms and he did what he felt was right, not what anybody else thought. And it also shows that he was trying to get through, like he wanted to try to get through the season. So anyone who has anything negative to say obviously doesn't know Tony or isn't a true fan of the university. So I'm happy. Yeah, I think we have a lot of really cool, or I know we have a lot of cool things planned for tomorrow. I told him he owes me some push-ups if he cries. So
how many push-ups?
Just five. He's I joke with him, but just five. I'll do 10 if he doesn't.
Yeah, I know it's also alumni weekend there. So what kind of guys are back in town for this?
Yeah, I think Ty is driving down. I don't know, maybe because they play the Wizards. It's a freaking UVA game up in D.C. I don't know if Dre will or not now that he's been traded. There's a bunch of walk-ons and managers that are coming. I think Evan Nolte is going to be here. Jontel Evans. A couple other. Jack Salt's in town. And then obviously me, Zay, and Chase and the staff. So.
Yeah, it should be a good time out there. I know, talking to some players and just kind of the emotions. What are you kind of expecting out of the day?
Man, I just hope it's, or I know it's going to be just happy, just like a bunch of nostalgia, great memories. And I just hope he feels the love from each and every one of us, that what he meant to us, to this program, and to us individually.
I know we could probably sit here and talk about some of the memories. Obviously, the Final Four run, the national championship, some of the ACC championships. But I just reading an article today kind of talking about Tony's impact off the court and some of those kind acts of kindness that he was so known for. Is there one that kind of sticks in your head?
Well, I know there was a rumor going around that I won't confirm or deny, but there was a rumor going around that he took a pay cut so all his assistants could get paid more. But for me personally, it was just he always knew what to say. When we lost to UMBC, he knew what to say. When you break up with your girlfriend, he knew what to say. When you had a 40-point game, he knew what to say. Like, and it always struck a chord with me. He was so wise and always, he's obviously a very devout Christian, but he was pulling from African proverbs, like you name. Like, it was about the message, and he never pressured you into his beliefs. It was just like believing in the team. And I think he was definitely the best coach I've ever had, one of the better leaders I've ever been around.
What is his kind of personality and attitude? Has it changed at all just in his, stepping away from the program, when your conversations, when you talk to him?
Yeah. So my oldest son is named after him. His middle name's Anthony, and obviously that's Tony's real name. And so we go over there a bunch, just me and my son, and man, TB's just glowing. He is like a different person. I mean, I'm sure it happens to everybody. Like, there's no stress of, you're not thinking. I'm sure he's still thinking basketball 24/7, but not 25/8 anymore, you know? So he's just really enjoying it. Him and Laura have been traveling, so they're living their best life, man, and I'm just happy for them.
You have Eli there around the program too. What's that like? Is any similarities between the two of those guys?
Yeah, besides their looks, geez. I mean, I joke with Eli a bunch. We got a nice handshake. We got a good relationship. So he's the best. He's on green team with us, so I get to yell at him and push him around a little bit.
Let's get back into you now. Obviously, you made a big decision to come and take this job and be around this team as a coach this year. What has been the biggest adjustment going from player to now being a coach?
You know, it's been a pretty smooth transition. One, because this is the first place I've moved that, like, I know people beforehand, me and my family do. So the transition was easy. And then career-wise, I mean, it's still basketball. I still play every day. You know, I don't play in the games, obviously, but I still play. I play in practice every day. We talk basketball all day. Like, it's the best job ever. So it's really been seamless for me. I mean, I'm home more than I normally would be if I was playing overseas or in the NBA. So obviously I haven't gone through a full year yet, and I know it's taxing because there's not really an off season for coaches because you got to recruit, et cetera. But like, day to day, this is great. And, you know, I'm very lucky to have had a job right after stopping playing.
You talk about being home more. As a guy, I got two kids, another one on the way right now, and I know you've had two kids. What is that like, just kind of getting your family in that Charlottesville, community, and just kind of watching them grow up there?
It's the best. I feel like my kids are more famous than I ever was here. So everybody knows them. Everyone's always complimenting how cute they are. So it's been great. I mean, Charlottesville's always been a second home to me. And I felt that like as soon as I committed, that it was going to be like that, and it's lived up to the hype, as they say. So real easy. My wife loves it here. And so hopefully we can stay here for a long time.
What I've heard, iMac, he likes to talk trash. Some of those guys in practice with you. Who is the guy that's kind of knocking down your door to get in the gym and work out?
Good question. I would say Ishan Sharma and TJ Power are usually the two that are hitting me up the most. Rhodey is a big time hard worker too, but he's had some injuries and stuff, so we've had to dial him back. And we're in the gym with Elijah Gertrude a lot more now as he's progressing in his rehab. So, but yeah, Ish and TJ are every night texting me, "Can we get in the gym tomorrow?" Oh, and Tane for sure.
Yeah.
Those three right there.
I just talked to Elijah. He mentioned that y'all are in there a lot now that he can kind of ramp up things a little bit. What have you seen just in his development as he's gotten back out on the court?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously was not here before the accident, so like I don't have a full grasp on how athletic he was, but the fact that he's been through two knee injuries and he's right now popping and explode like looks the part of athleticism. I'm like, I cannot wait to see what this guy looks like fully healthy, and made a lot of progress, and he works hard, and he's super coachable, great kid. Those are the guys that you love working out.
What was the energy like in the building this week? I know y'all had a day off, which is nice to have during the season, but at coming off that Pitt win, I know that was so meaningful for you guys.
Yeah, I think I mean, Coach Sanchez says it after every game. Winning is hard, no matter who you're playing, especially on the road. It's hard, but those are sometimes sweeter, which I agree with. I love silencing a crowd, and Pitt had a good student section that game, so being able to come out and shut them up is one of my favorite things to do. So, had some big time performances from Day Day and a couple other guys. So I just got to keep the ball rolling and ride the wave.
I'll leave you with this. You mentioned the future. How much do you think about that? Can you let yourself think about that? And what do you want to do?
This was kind of a tryout year for me. I always knew I wanted to coach or try coaching, I should say. It's just up to me to figure out if this is what I want my life to look like for however long I decide to do it. I'm sure the questions you're really asking is if we get the job or not. I mean, I'm trying not to look too far ahead, because if we're not getting the job, I still have to coach tomorrow in the game. If we do get the job, I still have to coach tomorrow in the game. And so I haven't paid too much mind to that. I think we're trying our best to put together a great product on the floor that the fans enjoy watching, and getting some wins. I know it's been a bumpy road and definitely not what UVA is used to, but in a unique situation, I think we're doing pretty well, and the guys are really starting to buy in, I think, right now.
Is it easy to keep kind of that noise? I know you said you're plugged into the Twitter sphere. Is it easy to keep that noise
It's
out?
easy for me. I mean, when I was a player, my mom said, as soon as I got Twitter, she said, "If you retweet the good, you got to retweet the bad." So for me, I have a great processing mind in terms of like, okay, he said something negative, I don't really care. I said something positive, I don't really care. I just like to know for my own psyche. But yeah, it's easy. I don't, if five people tweet that we shouldn't get the job, that doesn't mean we're not going to get it. And if 30 people say that we should get it, it doesn't mean that we're going to get it. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to silence that out.
Well, Kyle, I think all eyes are going to be on Tony to see if there's a tear coming down his face and if he's got to do some push-ups after
Yeah, I'll
that.
make him do them on the spot. Don't worry.
Well, I appreciate you for jumping on the Who's On podcast and good luck in the game.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, once again, thank you to Kyle Guy for coming on the Who's On podcast. Again, you can follow all our coverage of Tony Bennett Day and the game itself between UVA and Georgia Tech over at thesaber.com. We'll have all the coverage there. Plus, we got a lot of other stuff going on right now. Football, just talked to Tony Elliott earlier this week. Baseball prep is coming. Preseason baseball stories are coming out hot. So go there and find that. Also, follow, subscribe to the Who's On podcast on Apple or Spotify. Next week, UVA baseball season preview coming up, and we also have a special guest from the football team coming on next week's podcast. So stay tuned for that. We will see you next week here on the Who's On podcast.